The LA Police Commission is taking a look at excessive force. The commission said today they will begin reviewing an officer's actions prior to shootings. Joey Wong has more.
The commission is trying to determine whether the police officer's actions can incite the use of excessive force. LAPD spokesman Andrew Smith says the commission will be examining three areas to determine whether the police actions escalated tensions.
The three things that we look at in every use of force are tactics, the officer's actions that led up to the use of force, drawing and exhibiting, which means drawing and exhibiting the firearm, and then third part is finally the actual use of force itself, and that gets judged on whether it's reasonable based on the totality of the circumstances.
The commission insists that this is not a major change to their review policy, but rather a clarification after complaints of the use of excessive force. LAPD Police Chief Charlie Beck says that interactions between the police and the public can sometimes prompt the police to shoot.
It goes much further than just a series of mistakes. You know, the mistakes have to be absolutely tied to the decision to shoot. You know, it's not just could they handle a call better, or could they have interacted more completely with some other resources or things like that. It has to have a direct nexus to the use of force, and that's the way we've always looked at them, and that's really not a change.
Beck says this review will not affect officers' day-to-day activities. The LAPD's use of force has been a hot topic, especially since the police commission found eight officers violated policy when they fired at two women during the manhunt for Christopher Dorner. The two women were delivering newspapers. Joey Wong, Annenberg Radio News.